我请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些主的话。
I'd like to begin by reading from the Word of God.
请我们打开哥林多前书第三章。
Please turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们要从第五节读到第九节。
We will read verses 5 through 9.
我先读中文然后便读英文。
I'll read it in Chinese first and then followed by English.
哥林多前书第三章第五节，亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们个人的，引导你们相信。我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。栽种的和浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
1 Corinthians 3, verses 5 through 9. What then is Apollos, and what is Paul? Servants through whom you believed, even as the Lord gave opportunity to each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth. So then neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but God who causes the growth. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, but each will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building.
哥林多后书第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
第一节到第三节。
Verses 1 through 3.
我们与神同工的也劝你们不可徒受他的恩典，因为他说，在悦纳的时候，我应允了你，在拯救的日子，我搭救了你。看啊，现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。我们凡事都不叫人有妨碍，免得这职分被人毁谤。
And working together with him, we also urge you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, at the acceptable time I listened to you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Giving no cause for offense in anything, so that the ministry will not be discredited.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 3.
第一节和第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
我们既不能再忍，就愿意独自等在雅典，打发我们的兄弟在基督福音上做成执事的提摩太前去，兼顾你们，并在你们所信的道上劝慰你们。在中文圣经啊，这个小字你看在这里啊，做成执事的也可以翻作是与神同工的。
Verses 1 and 2 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Therefore, we could endure it no longer. We thought it best to be left behind at Athens alone. And we sent Timothy, our brother, and God's fellow worker in the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you as to your faith. Colossians chapter 4.
第十节和第十一节。
Colossians chapter 4, verses 10 and 11.
哥罗西书第四章十和十一。与我一同坐监的亚里达古问你们安，巴拿巴的表弟马可也问你们安。说到这马可，你们已经受了吩咐，他若到了你们那里，你们就要接待他。耶稣又称为尤士都也问你们安，奉割礼的人中，只有这三个人是为神的国与我一同做工的， 也是叫我心里得安慰的。
Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, sends his greetings, and also Barnabas, his cousin Mark, about whom you received instruction. If he comes to you, welcome him. And also Jesus, who is called Justice. These are the only fellow workers for the kingdom of God who are from the circumcision, and they have proved to be an encouragement to me.
今天早晨呢，我想为一个负担和弟兄姊妹交通与神同工。
And this morning I have a burden in my heart to fellowship with everyone on working with God.
我们知道这是基督徒非常重要的经历。
And we know that this is a very important experience for a Christian.
那么在与神同工这句话里面。
This phrase, working with God.
我们晓得前面两个字这个与神啊这是很有意义的两个字。
And this phrase with God is very interesting.
在英文里面呢我们知道这个 with 这个字是一个 preposition, 啊是一个介系词。
We know that the word with is an important preposition in this phrase.
那么这个词呢在新约圣经里也是很重要的一个词。
And so this phrase is very important.
什么叫做与神呢？
What does it mean with God?
那么首先我们要知道一件事情。
So first we have to understand one thing.
神愿意跟人在一起。
God is willing to be with man.
是他心中非常的乐意与人在一起。
It is his desire to be with man.
那么这个与神这个字呢就是我们也应当愿意与他在一起。
So with God also means that we are also willing to be with God.
所以这个与神这个字呢
So this phrase with God.
对我们来讲呢也是我们今天该有的一个主动的反应。
And so this, it should be a natural reaction, a response that we have that we would want to be with God because He wants to be with us.
这说明在属灵的事情上面。
In spiritual terms,
我们基督徒，我们也有当尽的一个责任。
We have this responsibility.
所以这个 with God 就说明了我们的一个责任。
And so this phrase with God encompasses our responsibility.
但是在这里有一句话我希望弟兄姊妹能记住。
But I hope that there is one word here we can remember.
我们呢是在被动中的主动。
So it is a passively active relationship.
是active in passive. 这个英文应该这么说啊。就是说在被动中的主动。
It is an actively passive relationship between us and God.
这什么意思呢？
And what does this mean?
就是神愿意我们也要愿意。
So God is willing to be with us, but we also need to be willing.
我想你们有孩子的父母就能体会到。
And those who have kids will understand this better.
常常你喜欢跟孩子在一起。
Sometimes we want to be with our kids.
但是呢也希望这个孩子愿意跟你在一起。
But our hope is that our kids also want to be with us.
是我们的神先主动愿意与我们在一起。
But it is God who initiates that desire to want to be with us.
然后呢，我们才能够与他在一起。
Then we can be with him.
所以这个叫做被动中的主动。
So this is called an actively passive relationship.
懂了吗？
Do you understand this?
如果他不主动，你想要跟他在一起也不行。
If the Lord doesn't initiate it, even if we want to be with him, it doesn't happen.
但是他愿意跟我们在一起。
But because he is willing to be with us,
他也希望我们那个主动的愿意跟他在一起。
And he desires also that we are willing to be with him.
但是在神的百姓当中，
But among God's people,
我们常常看见，
We see this
神愿意跟我们在一起。
We see this phenomenon in which God wants to be with us.
但是呢，我们好像不太愿意跟他在一起。
But it seems like we don't have that desire to want to be with him.
那么弟兄姊妹，所以因此在新约圣经里面，这个与神这两个字啊， 是非常有意义的两个字。
So we can see in the New Testament, this phrase with God, it carries a lot of meaning.
并且呢在圣经中启示我们。
And also the Bible reveals to us,
神知道。
God knows.
我们若是不跟他在一起一定失败。
If we are not with him, then we will fail.
你作为一个基督徒啊
As a Christian,
你想要凭自己的智慧凭自己的能力凭自己的才干想来做神一定失败。
If we want to use our own intellect and our own abilities, we will fail.
所以请我们记得
So may we remember.
你失败的最主要的原因就是因为你没有跟神在一起。
The root of our failure is because we are not with God.
我们要知道人虽然也有智慧也有能力。
So we need to know that man, we do have abilities and we have wisdom.
但是你这个智慧和能力啊。
But our wisdom and abilities.
不要说在仇敌的跟前站立不稳。
Don't think that you can stand before Satan with these.
就是在你个人败坏的私欲跟前也站不稳。
But even before your own weaknesses, the you cannot stand.
因为我们非常的软弱。
Because we are so weak.
所以神给我们恩典。God gives us grace. 神给我们恩典。
God gives us grace.
他愿意跟我们在一起。
So that we can be with him.
希望我们也愿意跟他在一起。
And his desire is that we would be with him.
这是神的爱。是神的心意。
And this is God's love for us, and this is His desire.
所以你们记得主耶稣到地上来的时候
So we know that when Jesus came into this world,
他有个名很奇妙
He has a unique name.
叫做以马内利
It is Emmanuel.
为什么他要被称作以马内利
Why does he have the name Emmanuel?
以马内利就强调说神愿意与人同在
This name means that God is with us.
说明主耶稣到地上来
It speaks to the fact that Jesus came into the world.
他就是要把神的同在带来
And for the purpose of bringing his presence.
说明神愿意跟人在一起
And it speaks to the fact that he wants to be with man.
不管这个世界多堕落
Regardless of how evil the world is.
不管我们多败坏
Regardless of how evil we are.
他愿意跟我们在一起
He is willing to be with us.
这是何等的恩典呢
And this is a tremendous grace.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters.
愿我们能懂得什么是神的恩典
And may we understand what the grace of God is.
我们从内心深处要有个愿望愿意跟他在一起
So from the depths of our being, we need to have this desire to be with him.
所以你在新约圣经里面呢
So in the New Testament,
你会看见这个与神下面说明了好多的事情啊。
So this phrase, with God, contains a lot of different points.
我在这里呢先给弟兄姊妹举一点的例子说明一下。
So I'll just bring some up as an example.
说不定你还能找出更多。
And maybe you can find some more.
如果你找出更多请你告诉我
And if you find some more points please come and tell me
我在这里至少找出有七个点
And I found at least seven points I'd like to share
第一个与神同工
First one is to work with God
那么第二个与神同心
And the second one is to have the same heart with God
第三个与神同行
And to walk with God
第四个与神和好
Four is to have peace with God.
第五个与神相交与神交通
And the fifth one is to have fellowship with God.
第六个
And the sixth
与神立约
is to have a covenant with God.
第七个
And the seventh
与神同住
is to abide with God.
那么至少我想弟兄姊妹我能够看见在新约圣经中有这么多宝贵的一些的经历
I can see in the New Testament there are at least these seven precious experiences that we can have.
我说了啊，如果你还能找到更多，请你告诉我。
And I'll say again, if you have can think of any more points, please tell me.
所以主若许可。
So if the Lord is willing.
那么我们能够一连串的啊，能够把这些所有的能够把它做一点。简单的交通和解释。
If the Lord is willing, perhaps we can go through all 7 of these points.
And
each point is extremely important.
那么今天早晨呢,
but this morning,
我们讲与神同工,
I'd like to speak on the first point, which is working with God.
神为什么要我们与他同工呢?
Why does God want us to work with Him?
我们知道他有一个荣耀的目的,
we know He has a glorious will.
这是神在整个宇宙中所做下最伟大的计划。
And this is a tremendous plan that He has made for the universe.
他不仅要完成这个工作,
He not only wants to see its completion,
他也呼召人和他一同来完成这个工作,
but He also invites man to take part in this, in the completion of His will.
感谢主啊,
we thank God.
今天早晨我们有11位的弟兄姊妹受浸,
and this morning we have 11 new brothers and sisters in Christ who are baptized.
我希望你们从刚刚得救开始就能明白救赎的意义。
I hope that from the very beginning you'll understand the true meaning of salvation.
神不仅救你脱离仇敌的手，脱离罪恶。
That God not only saved you from sin and Satan's grasp,
脱离将来的灭亡。
Saved you from the future death.
更重要的一件事情,
but more importantly,
希望你们记得,
I hope that you will remember,
救赎是为了他的目的,
salvation is for His will.
因为神有一个荣耀的目的,
God has a glorious will, and that's why He saved you.
但是呢, 我们不要光知道主救赎我们为了他的目的,
but we can't not only understand that He has a will for us,
神也召你来跟他一起同工,
but He has called us to work with Him.
所以这个同工呢, 乃是为着完成他的目的。
This working with God is to accomplish His purposes.
所以你们记清楚了啊,
so please remember,
救赎是为着他的目的。
Salvation is for His will.
同工是为了完成他的目的。
And working with God is for the completion of His will.
这是我们基督徒最基本该认识的点。
And these are the basic principles that a Christian should understand.
我们晓得呢, 神今天呢, 他有这么大的能力和智慧。
You know that God has such great powers.
本来他做工, 他不需要人的。
He doesn't need man in actuality.
但是今天呢, 他能让你与他同工。
But today He's allowed us to work with Him.
你想想看, 这是何等大的荣耀啊。
What a tremendous glory for us.
我们能侍奉神, 这是何等大的荣耀。
To serve God, what a glory it is for us.
但是在这里呢, 我希望弟兄姊妹们, 也能分辨两件事情。
But I hope that we can discern 2 things.
啊, 那么圣经中也告诉我们, 有人是为神做工和与神同工, 啊, 这不同的。
So there's a difference between working for God versus working with God.
啊, 这是不同的。
And these are 2 different things.
啊, 今天我们有很多人觉得说, 我信了主了之后, 我从今天开始起, 我要为神做工。
So some of us may feel that, well, now I'm a new born again believer, it's time for me to work for God.
弟兄姊妹, 你这个心智是非常好的。
And this is a noble thought that you have.
好像我们也应该是这样, 为着神。
And it seems like we should respond in this way, that we would work for God.
但是这个为神做工跟与神同工啊, 中间有很大的差别。
But there is a huge difference between working for God and working with God.
因为你为神做工啊,
so when you work for God,
有很多时候你可以照自己的意思,
you can use your own abilities and your own thoughts.
用我的善心, 用我自己的好心来为神做工。
Use the goodness in your heart to work for God.
当然有的人做工做工到一个地步呢, 把神的工作变成自己的工作了。
And sometimes when we work for God, we make God's work our own work.
但是你什么叫做与神同工呢?
But what does it mean to work with God?
与神同工的意思就是说, 我没有自己的工作。
Working with God means that I don't have a work of my own.
神怎样做, 我也怎样做。
However God works, that is how I work.
他叫我怎样做, 我就怎样做。
However He instructs me to work, that is how I work.
这个中间的差距是非常的大的。
And so there is a big distinction between the two.
并且这个与神同工啊,
so working with God,
也说明工作上面他是主。
It also speaks to the fact that in this work, He is God.
我不是主。
I am not God.
Lord.
Lord.
Yeah. 我不是 master, 他是 master.
He is the master and I am not the master.
所以与神同工的意思就是他是主人，我不是主人。
So working with God means that he is the Lord, the master, I am not.
在主的工作上面我做不了主的。
And regarding God's work, I cannot take the lead and be the
master. 我也不能做主的。
I cannot be the Lord.
那是他做主。
But he is Lord.
他要怎样做我就怎样做。
And however he wants to accomplish that work, I will do it.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天神希望我们能与他同工。
God desires for us to work with him.
我们要懂得这个意义。
And we have to understand this meaning.
你有为有心为神做工是好的。
Having a desire to work for God.
这个不是坏事。
It's not a bad thing.
但是那个不能符合主的心意。
But that cannot satisfy God's heart.
你将来会明白。
And one day we will understand.
所有真正与神同工的那个工才有真正的价值。
The work that has truly been worked out with God is one that has value.
所以在头一个世纪。
So in the first century.
使徒们都明白这个道理。
The apostles all understood this.
因为他们知道我们只能做神要我们去做的工。
They understood that they could only do the work that God wanted them to do.
他们自己不能做主。
They wouldn't, take the lead and do the work on
their own. 他们只能等候在神的跟前。
But they would wait upon the Lord.
那么当你要做神要你去做的工。
And when we accomplish the work that God has called us to.
所以保罗说我们这些与神同工的人。
So that's why Paul would refer to all of us as fellow workers.
在哥林多后书第六章告诉我们。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
你第一件事情你必须忠于主的托付。
And we have to understand that there is this, the calling of his
loyalty to his trust.
Oh, we have to be loyal to what he has entrusted to us.
我们要知道到底神托付我们什么。
And we have to understand what exactly God has entrusted to us.
因为这个工作是主的。
Because this work is his work.
我从很年轻的时候啊。
From a young age.
我就得到一个属灵上的帮助。
I received some spiritual help.
到今天我也不敢忘记。
And today, until today, I have not forgotten.
弟兄姊妹们提醒我们。
And the brothers in my time, reminded me
教会是主的。
That the church belongs to God.
工作是主的。
The work is God's work.
羊群是主的。
Shepherding is
所有神的儿女都属于主的。
Or the sheep belong to God. Everything belongs to God.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
我们知道神有一个重要的托付在我们身上。
So we know that God has this important entrustment.
我们要忠于这个托付。
And we have to be loyal to that entrustment.
我们必须看见工作是主的。
And we have to understand that the work belongs to
God. 我们只能忠诚于主给我们的托付。
And we can only do the work according to what he has called us.
所以在哥林多后书第六章里面。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
有两个字很重要。
There are two words that are important.
这两个字之间有关系的。
And there is a connection between these two words.
我们被称作是 minister, 是被称作是工人。
We have been titled a minister or a worker.
或者说执事。
Or it is our occupation.
就是 minister.
Minister.
然后另外一个字叫做 ministry。
Another word is called ministry.
中文呢有个麻烦就是有时候有同音啊。
In the Chinese, it's a little bit more
complicated. 执事跟那个执事发起音来是一样，但是呢意义上不一样。这个执事呢指的人说的 ,minister 指的人说的。
And this word minister is a phrase that speaks of man.
那么 ministry 呢这个执事呢是讲到神的托付。
But ministry speaks to the entrustment that God has given to us.
因为神有一个计划要完成的。
Because God has a plan and he wants that to be fulfilled.
所以保罗很知道这件事情。
So Paul understood this.
保罗说我们可以被毁谤。
He said that we can be, we can be blamed.
但是呢神的执事不能被毁谤。
But God's ministry cannot be discredited.
所以在头一个世纪啊。
So in the first century, they saw the Lord's entrustment to them as more valuable than their own lives.
我们被人骂，被人弃绝，这个算不得什么。
People would oppose us and blame us, and that doesn't that's not a big deal.
但是无论怎样，他们要叫神的旨意被维持。
But no matter what, they could not allow the ministry of God to be discredited.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们要做神所召我们去做的工,
so we need to do the work that God has called us to do.
第一个，你要忠心。
So the first thing is we need to be loyal.
必须要忠心在主的托付上。
We need to be faithful to what God has called us to.
那么第二件事情，我们从初期教会的圣徒们身上可以看见。
And the second thing that we can see from the church in the first century,
就是他们顺从圣灵的带领。
Is that they followed the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们一蒙恩得救就要顺服圣灵的带领。
So as soon as we are saved, we need to live according to the Spirit. And this is a very important thing.
因为在教会历史上,
in church history,
神只把他的工作托付给圣灵。
God has entrusted His work to the Holy Spirit.
而是圣灵引导我们在地上侍奉神。
And the Holy Spirit leads us to serve God.
所以我们需要顺服圣灵。
So we need to be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
你怎么与神同工呢?
How do you work with God?
你要顺服圣灵在你里面的带领。
We have to work according to how the Spirit inside of us leads.
你看在使徒行传第16章,
and in Acts chapter 16,
那里 记载了保罗的一个故事。
It records a story of Paul.
我想我不详尽去说这个故事。
And I won't go into depth with this story.
保罗来到一个地方。
Paul came to this place.
他本来想往亚细亚的北边去做工。
And he wanted to go to the northern part of Asia.
因为他看，哇，那里有很多的工作需要。
He saw that there was a lot of work in that area.
当他要往那里去的时候啊,
but as he started to journey towards northern Asia,
圣经怎么说呢?
How does the Bible record
圣经说,
this?
圣灵不许,
and the Bible says,
圣灵禁止,
says that he was forbidden by the Holy Spirit.
我们会觉得很稀奇啊。
And don't we feel like this is very unique? There's an opportunity for work, but why did the Holy Spirit forbid him to go? And Paul is one who followed the Holy Spirit.
所以他想,既然圣灵禁止,
so he thought, well, because the Holy Spirit has forbidden me to go, then I will go south. And as he journeyed south,
耶稣的灵又不许,
the Spirit of Jesus didn't allow him to go. So you can see Paul's service is different than ours. He was truly one who was dedicated to following the Lord. He knew that he himself was just a servant. No authority or no leadership. So when he came to this Troas,
在那里夜间,
and he saw a vision there. And there was a Macedonian who was there.
那个人呢就呼召他们往那个欧洲那边去。
And so this Macedonian spoke to him and told him to go head towards Europe.
所以后来我们知道保罗就到了腓立比。And
we know that Paul then followed the instruction and went to Philippi.
圣经特别记载这一段的故事。And
the Bible specifically recorded this incident.
告诉我们什么叫做与神同工。
To tell us what it means to work with God.
你必须顺服圣灵的带领。
We have to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
他是主人。
He is the master.
他告诉你做什么，你才能做什么。
Whatever he tells you to do, then you do it.
所以你看见在这里, 这个侍奉神的保罗,
so we can see this servant of God,
Paul, 他有很大的热忱要为神做工。
He had a lot of zeal to do work for God.
但是他知道他必须顺服圣灵的带领。
But he knew that he had to be obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
今天, We know
that the Spirit of God dwells in every Christian.
你要与神同工,
if we want to work with God,
你要顺从圣灵在你里面的带领,
we need to be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
这样,
And then, then we can accomplish the work that God has called us to.
所以我想我们必须体贴神的心意。
So we need to have our hearts towards the Lord.
当然保罗在这个哥林多前书第三章里面告诉我们,
and what Paul has told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
他说我们是与神同工的,
says we are fellow workers of God.
你们呢是神所耕种的田地，神所建造的房屋。
But you are the field of God and the building of God.
这句话呢, 容易产生误解。
And this phrase can cause a lot of misunderstanding.
好像呢, 在保罗的话语里面, 把侍奉主的工人呢, 跟神的百姓分开来。
It almost seems like Paul is separating God's workers and God's people.
我们是与神同工的。
But we, as if Paul is saying, we are God's workers. But you all are the field and the building. But that's not Paul's intention. Because in the first century, because the apostles were an example. They were ones who worked with God and were an example. And truthfully, they are also the field and, of God. And they are also the building of God.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们, 不是分开来的。
He was not trying to separate himself themselves from the church. So if we read the whole Bible, it's very clear.
是神要所有神的儿女们都来承担的。
Service is a calling for every Christian.
每一个弟兄姊妹都是侍奉神的。
Every brother and sister is a fellow worker.
这是一个全体的思想。
This is an entire thought.
神没有意思要把一些人把它分开来。
What does it mean that he would isolate and select just a few people?
只不过呢, 保罗呢, 他们是一个榜样,
But he used this as an example.
告诉我们什么叫做与神同工。
To show us what it means to work with God. So every brother and sister needs to work with God. So dear brothers and sisters, this tells us exactly what kind of work God wants us to do today. What kind of work are we doing with God? And in 1 Corinthians it tells us two things.
是要耕地,
and one is to work the field, and one is to build God's house.
我们知道这两件事情呢,
and we know that these two phrases speak of the church. The church is the field of God. And the church is the building of God. So Paul speaks of these two things here.
是一个栽种的人,
so he is the one who plants.
啊, 那么呢, 亚波罗呢, 是浇灌的人,
and, but Apollos was the one who watered.
哦, 这个很重要啊,
and this is very important.
这告诉我们今天神在教会中用各样不同的人,
it speaks to the fact that in God's house he uses everyone
有的人栽种,
differently. Some are planting, some are watering.
但是请我们记得保罗的话说,
but may we remember Paul's words.
啊, 我保罗, 亚波罗算不得什么。
Apollos counts for nothing.
啊, 保罗也算不得什么,
Paul counts for nothing.
啊, 栽种的算不得什么,
planting counts for nothing.
浇灌的也算不得什么,
those who water count for nothing.
我希望我们今天侍奉主,
I hope that when in our service to God we would remember this.
今天无论主怎么样用我们,
no matter how God uses us today,
我们都算不得什么,
it doesn't count for anything.
如果你心中有一点点的感觉, 你觉得, 哎呦, 我能够被神用,
if we have the feeling inside of us that, wow, today I can be used by God.
因为我这一辈子啊, 我侍奉主看了很多这样的情况。
And I've seen many people like this.
人稍微被主用一点, 他就觉得自己是神伟大的仆人。
And God would use an individual and that person would feel like, oh, I'm a great worker.
我们应该有个态度, 主越用我们, 我们越觉得自己算不得什么。
We should have the feeling that the more God uses us, the more invaluable we are. How many people have this that we don't count for much? We say, well, Paul has done such a great work and he says he doesn't count for much. It's true, we don't count for much. Except for the God who causes things to grow. We are but only workers with God. If God calls me to plant, if Paul calls Apollos to water, but brothers and sisters, the thought in the Bible is different than our own thought. So Paul is diligently planting. Oh, so Paul was working hard in the Mediterranean Sea. And he was going from city to city. And he would go into these gatherings and speak for the Lord. And he would debate and he would preach the gospel. What was he doing? He was tilling the field. Then he would plant the seeds.
啊, 所以保罗说,
so that's why Paul called himself a planter.
所以弟兄姊妹,今天我们在教会中与神同工也是一样,你做什么?做这个松土和撒种的工作。
So today we are working together with God, tilling the ground. We are loosening the soil, planting the seeds.
哎呀, 我们常常想要松土, 这个怎么个松法呢?
Sometimes we think, how can we till the field?
啊, 就跑去跟人家辩论。
Maybe we'll go up to someone's face and debate with them.
不, 这个松土啊, 各式各样。
But that's not it. Tilling the soil has different forms.
啊, 我为了有一些比较年轻,年幼的弟兄姊妹, 我举个例子。
So I'll give an example for those who are new believers.
我在台湾的时候, 我在教会中有一个弟兄,真的是非常的宝贵。
There was a precious brother in Taiwan that I knew.
他在这个税务机关里面呢, 他是一个高官, IRS.
Oh, in the IRS, he was a high official. I think when I mention the IRS, everyone knows what the IRS is. So he was had a high position in the IRS in Taiwan. But in the church, he felt like he didn't have the abilities to lead songs or to preach. So he was very humble.
他就做什么呢? 做招待。
So what did he do? He was the usher.
啊, 他做招待。
So he was an usher.
那么后来有一个弟兄做见证。
So until one day a brother gave his testimony.
这个弟兄啊, 本来是个军人。
This brother was a military person.
啊, 性情非常的凶暴。
And he was very, had a bad personality. He had a bad temper.
啊, 那么他的太太呢, 信了主了。
And his wife became a believer in God. And really loved God.
哇, 天天就是聚会啊, 去服侍啊。
And she would always go to church to serve.
他就很生气。
And he got upset.
他在家里面呢, 有时候就拦阻他。
And sometimes at home he would restrict her from going
啊, 厉害的,
to church.
把他的圣经给他撕了。
And he even ripped her Bible apart.
有时候到了礼拜天,
and sometimes when it came to Sunday,
他就跟他太太讲,
he said to his wife,
今天我们就看电影,
today we're going to go watch a movie.
不可以去聚会,
you cannot go to church.
哎呀, 他说, 这个太太非常为难,
and this wife was in despair.
有时候呢, 也有机会偷偷的还是去聚会,
and sometimes she would sneak out of the house to go to church.
所以回来之后, 他有时候打他的太太。
And when she would return, he would beat his wife.
这么凶暴的一个人,
what a terrible temper this guy had. But this wife was faithful in her belief and she was faithful to God.
所以这个弟兄看啊, 嘿, 我怎么弄你, 你都拦阻不了你啊。
So this husband saw his wife and said, no matter what I do, I can't restrict you.
所以忽然之间, 他动了个恶念。
So all of a sudden there was an evil thought.
他说呢, 我到你的教会去。
He said, I'm going to come to your church.
我当众啊, 把你个传道人打一遍。
I'm going to go beat up the pastor at your church.
看你以后敢不敢去聚会。
And then you'll see if you would be willing to go to church anymore.
那天正好是一个传福音的聚会啊。
And that day it just happened to be a gospel meeting.
他把他太太留在家里。
So he restricted his wife from going to church.
哇，气呼呼的，气得不得了的，要冲到教会里面来。
And with a lot of fury, he charged to the church.
那么当他冲到那个会所的门口的时候呢？
And as soon as, when he got to the door of the church building,
正好碰到我们这个弟兄啊，这个在IRS里面做高官的弟兄啊，当招待。
And it just happened that this brother, this high official in the IRS was the usher and was greeting people.
他一看这个人进来了,
and he saw this individual come
哇,
in.
你知道他做了件什么事吗?
You know what he did?
他就给他来个90度的鞠躬。
So he gave this military man a 90 degree bow.
他说先生你好。
He said, Mr., how are you? Well, we welcome you to join our meeting.
弟兄姊妹,
and this was a testimony that he made afterwards. That day, my intentions were to come and beat up the pastor. I was going to rush to the podium. He was going to rush to the podium to beat up the pastor in front of everyone, to restrict his wife from going to church. But he said afterwards that God had great, tremendous mercy on me. That as soon as I came to the church door, he was met by this brother who gave him a 90 degree bow. And he said it himself.
他说他怎么一鞠躬啊?
And he said that as soon as this brother bowed to him,
他说我的怒气去了一半,
my temper was reduced by 50%.
Yeah, 50%, yeah. 所以弟兄姊妹,你知道什么叫松土吗?
So now you know what it means to till the ground, to loosen the soil.
本来这个人何等刚硬啊!
Prior to this, this man was about to explode. He was very stubborn. But because that other brother bowed 90 degrees to him, half of his anger was gone.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们知道我们能得到任何的机会做主的工。
So we have countless opportunities to do work with God.
可以。 叫一个人里面的刚硬松动,
that we can actually soften someone's heart.
所以像保罗这样勇敢的人,
so a brave person like Paul,
那么他就到处在那里跟犹太人争辩,
so he would constantly debate with the Jews,
把福音传到这个外邦人中间,
and then he would take the gospel and preach it to the Gentiles.
哇,你看见在地中海的沿岸呢, 一个城一个城的被保罗松土。
All the cities surrounding the Mediterranean Sea, Paul was loosening the soil, tilling the ground and planting the seeds of the gospel, and you see the churches begin to grow.
But
Paul did so much work. But yet he would say, I count for nothing. So brothers and sisters, these are ones who truly are workers with God. They fully understand that in God's work, it's God who is doing the work. So when Apollos came out, he was an educated man. And he was eloquent. And he also believed in God. So then he went around preaching Jesus. But the Bible says he only understood the Gospel of John. He only understood the superficial things of repentance. And he didn't have a deeper revelation. Acts chapter
18.
He he encountered Aquila and Agrippa. Priscilla.
那么结果这两个人就把他找到家里面。
And these two invited him in.
就跟他开开窍啊。
And they started to educate him.
结果呢, 他就眼睛得开, 他就得启示。
And then his eyes were opened and he received revelation.
哇, 从那个时候开始起, 他就每个教会里面呢, 去供应弟兄姊妹。
And then he went out to water the seeds.
我们知道真正能给人带来滋润的, 带来浇灌的, 是启示的言语。
We know that true encouragement is one that comes from one who has had revelation.
不是那些道理。
It's not just simple preaching.
哇,所以他在那个时代中帮助了很多的神的儿女。
So in his time, he helped so many people.
你看保罗很谦卑啊。
And we know that Paul is very humble.
他把亚波罗跟他都摆在同一个情况里。
That he would connect himself with Apollos.
我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌。
I planted the seeds and Apollos watered.
但是呢，亚波罗算不得什么。But
Apollos counts for nothing.
保罗也算不得什么。And
Paul counts for nothing.
今天呢，我们看见很多人，我们常常只讲别人，他算不得什么。你光讲他算不得什么就不行啊。Sometimes
we always say that person counts for nothing.
你要讲我也算不得什么。
You also have to say I count for nothing.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们必须看见，我们只不过是神手中所用的器皿而已。So
we have to see that we are but just vessels before God.
是神叫他生长。That
it's God who allows the growth.
所以与神同工，保罗告诉我们，与神同工第一方面就是耕种神的田地。So
the first thing in working with God is to till the field.
让神的田里面满了丰富。
That there would be abundance in the field of God.
五谷丰收啊，各样的这些东西都是丰盛。
That there would be abundance in this field.
那么第二方面。
And the second thing.
他告诉我们，与神同工就建造神的家。
Is to build the house of God.
我们知道神建造教会的目的就是用它作为居所。
And we know that the establishment of the church is for his dwelling place.
出蒙恩的弟兄姊妹要记得啊,
and the newly believers need to understand this.
教会不是指这个房屋说的,
the church is not just this physical building.
教会是指着我们这人说的,
but the church is speaking of all of us people.
在以弗所书2章20节里面告诉我们,
in Ephesians 2:22 it tells us.
神要把我们这些人建造起来,
is that God is we are all being built up.
成为神界的圣灵居住的所在。
To be a dwelling place of God in his spirit.
这个家是一个安息的地方。
The house is a place of peace and rest.
今天神在我地上, 他要找到安息的地方。
And today God is looking for a place to rest.
那么什么样的家能叫神得安息呢?
And what kind of a home would bring God rest.
在旧约时代中啊,
in the Old Testament,
大卫是个爱神的人,
King David was one who loved God.
大卫动意念为神建造圣殿,
and he had a desire to build a temple for God.
本来神说这个天地都容不下我, 你造什么房屋给我住呢?
And God would say to him, well, the heavens cannot contain me, and you would want to build a house for me in this earth?
弟兄姊妹，我常常问,
and I often will ask,
我们知道我们的神有多伟大吗?
Do you know how great our God is?
天地都容不下他。
That heaven and earth cannot contain him.
所以你要造什么样的房屋给他住呢?
So what kind of a building are you going to build
for? 但是神悦纳大卫的心意。
But God accepted David's desire.
所以在旧约时代中啊,
so in the Old Testament,
看起来好像神很委屈他自己啊, 住到那个人的那个石头房子里去了。
It seemed like God was very pitiful and he dwelt in this little temporary temple.
至终我们知道他要建造教会成为他的居所。
But we know that in his heart, it was always to build establish the church as his dwelling place.
请我们记得教会是我们。
And please remember that the church is
us.
It's not the physical building.
你千万别搞错了。
Please don't.
你不要把这个地方当作圣殿啊。
Please don't misunderstand and make this physical place the temple.
因为我过去也听见有弟兄姊妹这样祷告。
Because we've heard prayers in the past.
就说哎呀感谢主啊带我们来到圣殿啊这里不是圣殿。
Some people will pray, thank God that you've brought us to your temple. This is not his temple.
圣殿是我们。
The temple is us.
我们这些人才是他的殿。
We are his temple.
那么弟兄姊妹们神在我们中间能真正找到安息吗
Well, does God truly find peace among us?
啊我们在约翰福音第一章三十二节那里。
And in John 32, it tells us.
Chapter 1. 那里告诉我们说呢圣灵像鸽子一样住在主的身上。
It says that, the Spirit descended upon the Lord Jesus as a dove and remained on him.
当主耶稣从约旦河上来的时候
When the Lord came, Jesus arose from the river Jordan.
那个意思说圣灵在主耶稣的身上才真正找到家。
It speaks to the fact that the Spirit truly found a dwelling place on Jesus.
所以神只有在基督里才得到安息。
So God can only find rest in Jesus.
所以今天神把基督的生命赐给了我们。
And God has given us Jesus' life.
神能在我们里面的基督的生命里面得安息。
So God can only find rest in the life of Jesus, which he'sgiven to us in our hearts.
所以我们今天得救之后我们需要好好的追求主。
So today we need to pursue after the Lord.
让基督的生命在我们身上能够被扩张。
That the life of Jesus would grow.
我们这些人加在一起。
And then when we come together,
每个人身上的基督都流露出来了。
And the life of Jesus flowing out of each one of us,
神在这里就有家了。
Then God has a home.
这个叫建造房屋。
And this means,building his house.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们要有蒙恩得救之后要有个心智
So after we are saved, we need to have this
我们需要有好的聚会生活
that we would have good church life.
那么只有教会在地上能够把基督彰显出来
Only then on earth will the life of Jesus be manifested.
那么叫神在地上才能找到安息的所在。
Then God will find a resting place.
所以我们常常强调啊。
So many times we emphasize.
教会必须只高举基督。
The church can only exalt Jesus.
教会啊不是什么宗教团体。
The church is not some religious.
也不是慈善机构。
It's not a religion, it's not a.
也不是什么学校。也不是什么组织。
Oh, it's not a place of charity. It's not a place to,
school. Or organization.
Or organization.
啊，教会是完全属于基督的。
The church is completely for Jesus.
所以我们只能高举基督，为着基督。啊，你记得这个就好。
So we can only elevate Jesus and exalt him.
所以侍奉与神同工就是让基督增加在我们中间。
So in our service, it is to increase the life of Jesus.
你就是与神一同建造他的房屋。
Then we will work with God to build his house.
那么在帖撒罗尼迦前书三章二节。
And then in 1 Thessalonians 3,
讲到提摩太,
it talks about Timothy.
他是在基督的福音上与神同工。
He said that he was a fellow worker of God in the gospel.
那么我们就知道保提摩太一方面是顺着圣灵那么在传福音。
And so we know that Timothy was preaching the gospel according to the Spirit.
但是呢他不光是传福音。
But he was not only preaching the gospel.
保罗说呢他可以坚固你们。
But he says that he can strengthen.
并且在所信的道上呢可以来劝慰你们安慰。
And he can bring encouragement.
那么就是说他一方面来讲呢他是把福音传出去了。
On one hand, we can say it's preaching the gospel.
另一面呢，他把这些已经得着福音好处的人呢，要把他坚固起来。
And on the other hand, those who have already received the gospel, he is strengthening and encouraging them.
要叫他们有稳固的脚步跟随主。
That they could have a steady foundation.
所以今天啊，你要出信的弟兄姊妹啊，记得
So for those who are newly baptized,
啊, 你现在不仅信了主耶稣了,
not only did you believe in the Lord Jesus,
你还需要把这个根基把它扎稳。
But you have to be rooted in this foundation.
你怎么样能把它根基扎稳呢?
And how can you be rooted in this foundation?
啊, 我鼓励你们礼拜五晚上来参加这个初信造就。
And I encourage you to come to the basic truth classes on Friday.
基要真理啊。这些都是坚固人的。
And these basic truth classes are to help you to be rooted in the foundation.
你不要以为说啊，反正我信了主了，将来保证上天堂，完了。
And don't think that, well, now that I'm saved, I have my ticket into heaven, that's good enough.
弟兄姊妹，这个不够的。
But brothers and sisters, this is not enough.
你还有很长远的路要走。
You have a long journey.
你要需要有稳固的路往前走。
You need to have a steady foothold in life.
所以你要来参加这个基要真理。
So you need to attend these basic truth classes.
所以提摩太他不仅传福音。
So Timothy was not only preaching the gospel,
他也在这个基要真理上面呢帮助弟兄姊妹。
But in the basic truths of life, he was also helping all the believers.
这个叫做与神同工。
And this means to work with God.
啊，所以我们其他弟兄姊妹，我们都要受圣灵的引导，来与神同工。
We all need to live according to the Holy Spirit, be obedient to the Holy Spirit, so we can work with God.
啊，我们来到这个哥罗西书第四章的时候
，And then when we come to Colossians chapter 4,
保罗就讲说呢
，Paul tells us
在那里有三个人
，There are three people，
他们是。为着神的国与保罗同工的。
And these are three individuals who worked with Paul for the kingdom.
保罗也是与神同工在这里建立神的国。
And Paul is also one who is here working with God establishing the kingdom.
但这里有三个人与保罗同工，所以他们也是与神同工的。
There are three workers with Paul and they are also workers, fellow workers of God.
感谢主啊。
And we thank God.
今天呢我们有些弟兄姊妹受浸归在主的名下。
That today we have many who are baptized and are new believers.
约翰福音三章很清楚告诉我们。
John chapter 3 tells us clearly.
啊，我们借着圣灵借着受浸，那我们就进入神的国。
That through baptism we enter the kingdom of God.
所以今天西蒙恩的弟兄姊妹啊
，So this morning we have some newly baptized.
啊，我们也恭喜你啊
，We congratulate you.
现在我们跟你同国了，你要跟我们一同国，同一个国家。
That you are of the same kingdom as the rest of us.
啊，你现在呢？不光是肉身上你是中国人啊，或者你是美国人，在属灵上面呢，我们都是神国的人。
Perhaps ethnically you're Chinese or American, but in Once you are baptized, we are all the same. We're citizens of the kingdom of God.
我常常有时候看这些新闻呢，看见这个世界上有很多人，他们为着爱他们的国家，他们在那里努力。哎呀，我里面就很叹气。
And I always sigh because I see a lot of people working so hard because of the love of country.
人家都在为他们的国家在努力。
And they're working tirelessly for their country.
我们好像没有多少人为着神的国努力。
And how many of us are working that hard for the kingdom of God?
我们的总统，美国总统啊，整天在呼喊，要美国伟大。
Our current president is always screaming about making America great.
我们基督徒要喊什么呢？要叫神的国伟大。
What should Christians be proclaiming? We need to proclaim
the
kingdom of God is great. So now we have a responsibility.
你要叫神的国开展。
We want the kingdom of God to advance.
神的国怎么开展呢？
How does the kingdom of God
advance? 好好的去传福音。
We need to preach the gospel.
我希望今天呢，一散了会之后，那新蒙恩的人呢，就赶快到那个桌子上去拿那个福音单张。
My hope is that those new believers this morning, you would exit and take out some gospel tracts.
你回去了，你就可以扩张神的国。
And you can advance the kingdom of God.
我们要让这个国得荣耀。
We want this kingdom to gain glory.
你看2000年教会的历史。
We see 2,000 years of church history, all of God's children who love the kingdom of God. And they've given up their own life for the kingdom of God. So brothers and sisters, we need to work with God. For the kingdom of God, we work with God. And we need to manifest the glory of this kingdom. We need to obey our God. We need to submit ourselves to Him as our King. So in all things, He is Lord. We cannot forget that He is our King. So brothers and sisters, so my hope is that among all of God's people, that we can be like Paul and Paul's co-workers, that for the kingdom of God, they worked with God. So brothers and sisters,
今天神在呼召人来做他的工,
today God is calling people to be His workers.
但是呢,我们不仅是有个心愿意为神做工,
but it's not just to have a desire to do it.
更重要的是我们要与他同工。
More importantly, we need to learn how to work with God.
我已经讲了,
and I've already said this.
他愿意,
He is willing.
我们愿意吗?
Are we willing?
他与我们同在,
He is willing to be with us.
我们也真的与他同在吗?
Are we willing to be with Him?
所以我讲了,这个叫做被动中的主动, 要记住这句话。
So this relationship is one that is passively active.
不晓得对不对? Okay. 那么大家懂得这个意思了哈。 你要懂得这个意思。
Do you understand this concept?
哎呀,我常常有时候灵里面被主激动啊,我就感觉我真的很羞愧啊。
And sometimes I feel like we're really indebted to the Lord.
神是那么样的愿意。
He is a God who is so willing.
神的儿女们的反应冷淡。
But the response of God's people is cold.
所以神要我们与他同工。
So God wants us to work with Him.
但愿我们都能像保罗说呢,我们是与神同工的一般人。
That we would be like Paul's co-workers, that we are working with God.
让我们在地上还有不多的年日。
May we, in the short time that we have in this world,
我们与他一同完成他自己的工作。
May we work with Him to accomplish His work.
我们需要好好地顺服圣灵的带领。
And we need to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
最后我们一同来唱首诗歌,
lastly, let's sing a song.
让我们在主面前一同有一点祷告。
And then we'll have a time of prayer.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开诗歌本 251首。
Turn with me to hymn 251.
主我曾否叫圣灵忧愁。
Oh, have we grieved thee?
我们就唱第一节和第三节。
We'll just sing verses 1 and 3.
请Lily姊妹给我们弹副歌。
We'll have Lily play the refrain and then we'll sing.
请大家起立一同来唱。
Can we all stand and sing?
大家一同起立,所有弟兄姊妹都起立。我们一起来。主,我曾否叫圣灵忧愁,流到水面冰冷落。然而我的犯罪和罪过,未曾叫他厌倦过。 求你多赐我们圣灵，让他光照缤纷说，将你供给我们做生命。
使我不住地祷告。
暂停一下啊，暂停一下。我希望所有弟兄姊妹啊，都能够开口唱，好不好？
I hope that every brother and sister would open up their hearts to sing.
现在你不要光站在那里听别人唱啊，你要自己唱。
Don't just stand there and listen to others sing.
我也希望弟兄姊妹放开你的声音来唱。
And open up your voices to sing.
你知道我们平常啊，在家里，我不知道有的人在家里喜欢唱歌，有人唱歌机会也不多，对吧？
You know, in our own homes, some of us like to sing.
来到聚会里唱歌是最有价值的。
And coming to church to sing carries the most value.
大声的来赞美他。
So loudly praise.
这是多么好的机会呢？
What a great opportunity.
啊，所以我来聚会里的，我都是放开我的声音唱。
So when I come to church, I always release my voice.
所以我也希望弟兄姊妹是这样。
And I hope that brothers and sisters are all like this.
一直到今天啊。
Until today.
我都感觉我们中间那个唱诗歌太软弱。
I feel like our hymn singing is very weak.
哎呀，我最喜欢去中国大陆。
I love going to China.
这个中国大陆弟兄姊妹唱歌啊，一唱起歌来像排山倒海。
And when the Chinese sing hymns, it's like the
哇，每个弟兄姊妹都敞开喉咙大声的来唱。
And everyone is screaming.
弟兄姊妹们 ，Yeah, screaming, yeah, yeah, yeah. 嗯。也可以 shout， 要这么要把声音放出来，好不好
？So we want to shout with our voices。
希望主恩待我们。我常常有时候感觉那个后面的声音巨软弱，你们后面今天后面声音大一点，好不好？你一起来唱啊！我们把我们的里面深处的这个渴望哀慕唱在主的跟前。
I hope that we can sing with our hearts and sing with the desires in our hearts。
啊，所以我们。再从第一节唱，第一节和第三节大声的来唱。
So we'll sing verses 1 and 3.
请给我们一个音的。Okay. 来。
主我曾佛教圣灵有从修到水便必难落。然而我的犯罪恶魔未曾叫他厌倦过，求你多赐我们一生灵，让他光照缤纷上，将你供给我们做生命，使我不住地祷告。在我心里，我要以他为我主，因为爱你是我的行为，你的最小的宣布，求你多赐我们一生里，让他光照缤纷上，将你供给我们做生命，使我不住地祷告。
你好像没唱啊？嗯，我们把副歌再唱一遍，唱开口唱，开口唱。那一起来，一起来，我们是唱副歌啊，就唱副歌啊。
We'll just sing the refrain.
来
Holy Ghost come down upon me, be a sons and me gather, thy cleansing fire within us and all. Bless the spirit of
请弟兄姊妹同声开口祷告，好吧
？Let's all pray together.
所以我们讲同声呢，就是你要开口。
And when we say together, it means that we all pray.
让主在今天早晨的聚会中听见你的声音。
That we all pray, in an audible way where God can hear.
每个人都开口，好吧
？And may everyone
不管你声音大小，每个人都开口。
May everyone open up.
请我们弟兄姊妹大家都开口。
That everyone would pray.
我们仰望主的怜悯。
That we would desire, or we would have God's mercy.
让我们在地上还有不多的日子。
That while we have this short time in this world,
我们能听从圣灵的带领。
That we would, listen to the Holy Spirit.
真正的与神同工。
That we would truly work with God.
到有一天他的工作完成的时候。
That until one day when God's work is completed.
我们从内心深处能说主这是你与我们一同完成的。
That on that day we can say it was God, we were working with you.
所以需要祷告。
So we need to pray.
请你开口祷告。
May you open up your voices to pray.
那我们说同声祷告，大家就同声祷告。
When we say pray together, may we all pray in an audible way.
然后我们也许后面有一两位弟兄姊妹带着我们结束祷告。
And then we'll ask a couple of brothers and sisters to close us with.
来，请大家同声开口，一起祷告。主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we are truly thankful.
你不仅救赎了我们。
You not only saved us.
你呼召我们来与你同工。
But you have called us to work with you.
你要叫我们和你一同来完成你自己的旨意。
And your calling is for us to work with you to see your work's completion.
这是你何等的高抬我们。
And this is your you elevating us.
我们但愿每个弟兄姊妹都能答应你的呼召。
And may every brother and sister respond to your call.
在我们的生活中学习顺服圣灵的带领。
That in our lives we would be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
叫我们在世的日子。
That in the days that we have.
成为一般与神同工的一般人。
May we be people who are fellow workers.
等到有一天你的工作完成的时候。
Until the day that your work is complete.
你能说这是你与我们一同完成的工。
And you can proclaim that this work was finished because we worked with you.
主啊，荣耀是你的。
Lord, the glory is all yours.
但是你愿意人和你分享这个荣耀。
But Lord, you desire for us to take part in
that glory. 我们从深处把敬拜归给你。
So from the depths of our being, we thank you.
时候已经来到末了。
Lord, the time is coming to an end.
主啊，让我们能抓住有限的机会。
May we hold on to the opportunity that we have.
与主同工。
That we can work with you.
在福音上与你同工。
That the work of the gospel we would work with.
让我们里面常常被主感动。
That we would be constantly moved.
把福音传给我们周遭的人。
That the gospel would be preached to our surrounding
people. 好叫神的国度得到开展。
That the kingdom of God could be advanced.
主啊，也叫我们在神的家中。
And in the house of God.
我们一同高举你。
That we would exalt you together.
让你那为主为王的荣耀能显出来。
That you who deserves all glory and honor may.
也让教会成为生命丰盛的地方。
And may this be a place of abundance.
有多的果子结出来归给你。
That much fruit could be born for you.
主啊，我们求你把我们短暂的一生握在你的手中。
Lord, may you hold this short life that we have in your hands.
求你用它来荣耀你的自己。
May you allow us to use this time to glorify.
我们都愿意把自己交在你手中。
And we are all willing to submit ourselves to you.
垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayers.
把一切的感谢爱戴都归给你。
And give you all of the thanks in our hearts.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.